Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Storytelling Time. I hope that all of you will have a good day today, and I'm so glad you've tuned in. Let's get started with a prayer. Lord, guide us in our thoughts and actions today. Help us to treat others the way that we would want to be treated. Give us the strength to endure any adversity that we may encounter this week, knowing that, as your word says, all things happen for our good, to those who love you, and to those who are called according to your purpose. I offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. It's so good to be with all of you this morning. My name is William Porter, and I write inspirational books. I've been an author for 3 years now, and published my first book, Life in the Spirit, in August of 2015. My second book was published in July of last year and is entitled Heaven Can't Wait. You can get more information about these books, as well as my background, if you visit my website, williamporterlife.com. You can also drop me an email. I'd be so happy to hear from you. My email address is waporter4995@yahoo.com. Before we begin with our story this morning, I want to share words of inspiration that I found recently on the internet. The article I saw gave 25 ways of receiving motivation expressed in quotations. I won't recite all of them, just the ones that I found to be most interesting. And by the way, I'll let you do your own interpretation of each of these quotes. But let me remind you that all of them describe lifestyle patterns we all should consider. The first one is this: when you do the common things in an uncommon way, or an uncommon way, you will command the attention of the world. This quote is from George Washington Carver. The second one is, we do not quit playing because we grow old. We grow old because we quit playing. I think we all agree we want to play as long as possible. However you define play, by the way. Anyway, this quote is from Oliver Wendell Holmes. A third quote is this: nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. This is a very interesting quote by Ludacris, sharing his words of wisdom. Here's a fourth one. Opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work, by Thomas Edison. This was very revealing to me by one of the greatest inventors of all time. In fact, I wouldn't be able to read this quote without his invention. Okay, let's do one more, and it is a short one. However long the night, the dawn will come. Now, this quote is from an old African proverb. Well, I hope you got something from these words of wisdom. We'll be right back with today's story. Welcome back. Before we start our story, I'd like to announce that my third book, entitled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People, is due to be published in a few weeks, and I'll give you updates on that in future shows. Now let's get started with today's story. It's entitled Blowout, and comes from the book Life in the Spirit. So let's get started. Linda is single and lives in a condo just south of Hampton, California, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. People's daily routine in this major urban environment means dealing with a lot of traffic and loud noise on a nearly constant basis and coming into contact with all different kinds of people, from the unemployed who live on the streets to business professionals who move to and from meetings to lunch and back to the office where they work. There are many ethnic groups that populate the Los Angeles area, which includes a large Asian population. But all kinds of people can be found in this metropolis, and most carry on their daily activity and are fine law-abiding citizens. Among all the city's people and activity, Linda had established her daily routine as she traveled from her condo in Hampton to her job in the Disneyland amusement park in Segunda, a small city on the Southern California coast, approximately 15 miles from where she lived. Fortunately for Linda, there is a major highway nearby where she lives, and her place of employment is on the same highway. So it is a straightforward process of getting to and from work every day. She only had to deal with the heavy traffic that is normally a part of the highways, roads, and streets of the city. Los Angeles has always been known for its traffic issues, and a rapid transit system that was built several years ago did little to ease the congestion. For Linda, however, she was fortunate from the standpoint that, as a security officer in the park, she had to be at work at 6 a.m., a time well before the heaviest traffic occurred. Later in the morning, the traffic really got heavy, but she was able to avoid that. She also would leave work at 3 in the afternoon, long before the rush hour traffic later that day. Linda had recently purchased a car that she was really pleased with. The car she had before was a pre-owned, older model that needed repairs very often. She soon realized that the vehicle was causing more problems than what it was worth. So she got rid of it and was fortunate enough to get a car that she really liked, and it was another pre-owned vehicle, but was a newer version than her last car. But most importantly, it had very few miles on it. For over the 3 years since she's made the purchase, it had been very dependable, unlike her previous vehicle. Linda only had one significant problem with the car, and that was when she had a flat tire in the parking lot of her condo. At that time, she was able to call her Uncle Bill to replace the blown-out tire with the spare that she had. And she was up and running again, you might say, with regards to driving her car. Let's take another short break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Linda had been working on her job as a security officer at Disneyland for several years, so she had established a routine in which she was very comfortable with. Given the hectic nature of an urban environment, establishing a routine is important just to function effectively with all the activity going on in the city. It was important to have dependable transportation to sustain her lifestyle. One day, Linda's routine was broken, however, and all of a sudden, she had an issue to deal with. It started with a regular day at work as a member of Disney's security team. She had become all too familiar with the games and all the recreational activities common at amusement parks. At Disneyland, being the first most popular large amusement park in the country, was well established and had thousands of patrons on a daily basis. So while Linda had an important position, it was also a fun position because she had the opportunity to attend many of the events the park had to offer. That is, on her time off, she worked only during the day, and occasionally she would come to the park for recreation in the evening. But her focus was being the security guard for the park. She would always come back sometimes for events that she really wanted to come to, but it was off the clock, so to speak. In other words, it was not during the time when she worked. But usually she really never wanted to come back, at least for her own leisure. And so when she left work each day, she left her job at the job site. She would occasionally come back on occasion with friends and maybe relatives or other acquaintances. And at this time, though, even they had to really persuade her to come back. But again, on occasion, she would come back. But for the most part, Linda looked forward to getting off of work, and she did get off usually at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She would usually plan things that she had to do prior to getting home, which would be generally around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. By that time, she would be able to kick off her shoes, change clothes, and relax for the evening. She might even grab a pizza out of the fridge and heat it up with her favorite drink. And a little bit later, she would watch quite a bit of TV. Linda would often look at the news and see the current events for the day. Usually, the news would not be good. Hampton was one of the highest crime rate locations in the Los Angeles area. And on a daily basis, you would hear of robberies, rapes, killings, and hijackings. Unfortunately, this was a regular part of the urban scene in the LA area, but it was not unique to the LA area. This is true for most major cities in the country, and not only that, for even smaller areas. You have a lot of criminal activity. Oh well, such is the world we live in today. Fortunately for Linda, the neighborhood she lives in is very quiet. At least most of the time it's very quiet, with very little activity going on, especially when she arrives at home each day, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Once she does arrive home, she again watches a little TV and just sits back and relax. She does some chores around the house before getting into an even more relaxed state later in the evening. And at that time, she maybe would call a friend, as I said earlier. But for the most part, she would prepare for her job the next day. On some evenings, after some rest, she would usually visit her mother, spend some time with her, and then return home for the remainder of the evening. Much of the rest of the time at home, she would spend planning for her job the next day. One day, Linda's routine was broken as she left work and drove home. It was a typical drive home, but on this day, she decided to stop by the grocery store to get some items that she really needed. We'll be back to finish our story in just a moment. Welcome back. Now let's finish the story. After driving the distance from her job at the amusement park to the grocery store, Linda was only about another mile or so from her house. At any rate, she stopped at the store, got some items that she wanted, then left the store and continued on her way home. As she neared the entrance of her condo complex, she became eager to get to her parking space, take the groceries to her condo, and then finally relax as she normally does. After turning from the main road in front of her complex, she had driven only a few feet when she heard a loud pop, pop. It was something that she had never heard before. As she continued to drive, she became concerned that something was wrong with her vehicle. She felt that the passenger side of her car became lower, and the ride became very bumpy. It was obvious to her that she had just had a tire blowout. Linda was able to maneuver the vehicle to the side of the parking area, not very far from her house, out of the way of oncoming and outgoing traffic to and from her complex. Linda realized that it was a busy road, and she didn't want to inconvenience any other motorists using the public driving area in the parking lot, going to and from their place of residence. When she stopped the car, making sure it was out of the way of coming vehicles entering the complex from the main road, Linda started to think, "What am I going to do?" When she did finally stop, she found something very amazing. Well, she saw that most of the rear tire on the passenger side had been blown off. It was amazing that she could drive the car at all after that blowout, which sounded to her, as I said earlier, like a pop. Obviously, the car could not be driven in that condition. with part of the rear tire having been practically blown off the rim. No doubt because of the heat and the wear and tear on the tire that she had, it probably was a defective tire. It was very ill-suited to travel in a state like that. And as a result, she had what she had. She had a blowout. Linda found later that the tire was very much in need of repair. And it also had a need to be replaced altogether. It was a bad situation that she really had no knowledge of as she was driving to and from work every day. But she had a knowledge of it that day because of the blowout that she had. Linda had counted her blessings in this situation. She had thanked God that the blowout did not occur on the busy expressway somewhere in between her job at the amusement park and the grocery store she had gone to. But not only that, it would have been just as inconvenient had it blown out on a less traveled but very busy street between the grocery store and the parking lot of her condo. What an inconvenience that would have been, not to mention the potential danger of being stranded on the side of the road, either on the expressway with a high volume of rapidly moving vehicles or on a busy city street with all kinds of activity, illegal and otherwise, going on. So she was truly blessed in that situation. But the story doesn't end there. Linda still needed to get her car looked at and for her tire to be changed. At that moment, she thought of the time when she needed her tire to be changed before, when she called her Uncle Bill. At that time, he came and did what he needed to do to get Linda up and running again. Being very independent, she really didn't want to call her uncle in this circumstance of her most recent blowout to help her. As a matter of fact, she didn't want anyone else necessarily to help her. But she knew she needed to get some help. She knew she couldn't do the job herself. While she regularly does basic maintenance to her vehicle, like replacing the oil and keeping her tires properly inflated, changing a tire was a horse of a different color. She had no experience in doing that. Just as she was standing there looking at her blown-out tire, wondering what she would do next, she saw her neighbor, Fred, drive by, apparently on his way out of the complex. He stopped and asked Linda, what was the problem? And before she could answer him, he quickly realized she needed help. But she asked him before he could ask her, or at least tell her that he would be able to help her. She said, unapologetically, could you help me? I need some help. I've just had a blown out tire. So, being the nice person that her neighbor was, he had no problem in taking some of his time in helping her get back on the road again. After about 30 minutes, Fred had changed Linda's tire. She thanked him and then continued to her condo while he left the complex probably later than he wanted to leave. For Linda, it was a clear example of how God can intervene in the life of a believer in a rather ordinary situation. But in an extraordinary fashion, the way that events took place, it was really a miraculous situation. God was certainly with Linda that afternoon to make things right for her. After all, he's in the business of making things right, if we only believe. I'll be right back after a message from our sponsor. Welcome back. This brings us to our special scripture of the day, and it comes from John chapter 1, verse 12, where it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. This scripture is inspirational because, to me, it says that we all have available to us the favor of God. That is, if we believe. You know, like a loving parent, it's nothing we won't do for our children. And with God, it's the same way. It's nothing He won't do for us, His children. But we have to believe. We have to believe that He will do what He says He will do. Linda certainly was a believer, and she received favor when her tire went flat while driving her car from work on her way home. Think about it. Her tire could have gone flat anywhere in between her job and her house. Why, it could have gone flat on the freeway, a place where it was a lot more dangerous than where she ended up, in her parking lot. Sure, it was inconvenient, but it was a lot better for Linda to have a flat tire in the parking lot of her house than on an open freeway. Who knows what may have happened to her if that tire had blown at that location on the side of a freeway. But the good news is that it didn't. It went flat in her parking lot, a very convenient spot it ended up being. But another major thing that happened was that in her time of distress, not knowing really what to do, even when she was safely in her parking lot, well, she still had a problem. She had a problem because she needed her tire to be changed. Let's put it this way. She didn't know how to change a tire. She had to get someone to do it for her. Well, what happened was that Fred happened to be coming out of the driveway or the driving lot, and he was able to help her get her vehicle back up and running again because she had his help in changing her tire. Anyway, it was an opportunity for her neighbor to help, and he did. That's exactly what he did. My, it was just perfect timing. If Linda would have been as little as 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later when her car stopped in the parking lot because of a flat tire, she would have missed him. What would she have done had her neighbor not been there to help her? Linda would later tell her uncle that God was right on time that day. So what else is new? He's always on time. What a story. Before I close today, I'd like to introduce something into these weekly broadcasts that I think will be extremely valuable as we make our journey into the upcoming week. You know, we need inspiration not just on Monday, of course, but we need inspiration every day of the week. One way of rejuvenating our spirit is through song. So I'm incorporating into the show what I call a virtual song of the week. To understand what a virtual song is, we need to have a clear understanding of what the word virtual means. If you go to the internet, you'll find several definitions of the word, but I'll just give you three that will give you an idea of what I'm talking about. One definition is this: virtual is defined as something that exists in the mind. It exists in essence, but not in fact. A second definition relates to computers. In computing, virtual is a digitally replicated version of something real. The replication, which is created with software, may not be the exact copy of the actual item, but a similar. And then a third definition of virtual is that it is something that exists in essence, that is, in the mind, but not in reality. So with the virtual song of the week, you'll hear, in reality, a song at the end of each show. It will certainly be inspirational, and typically it will be gospel, but it may be a song of another genre, but still will provide inspiration. But the song you will hear at the end of each show can become a virtual song during the week as you continue to replay it in your mind. As a matter of fact, I play virtual songs in my mind all the time when I think of a particular tune. When I think about how it sounds, it's almost like hearing the actual song on the radio or some recording device. So enjoy today's virtual song of the week, and I'll see you the next time. And remember, there's always more good things that are coming your way.